Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
I have with me right now Dion Hose. Many of you know him from the local media in North Alabama. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Dion Hose.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And we've talked about this for a while, getting together to talk about prostate cancer and the importance of men being checked for prostate cancer. Maybe it's a little embarrassing to do. Maybe it's something that someone doesn't want to do. But it's very important. And you have taken up this effort to talk about this and to make awareness, an acute awareness about the subject of prostate cancer.
I did, Mark. I had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. a while back. And I went to Washington to lobby Congress about breast cancer, because so much money was spent toward breast cancer. And when I got there, I was scared. It scared me to death to find out that one out of every six men gonna have prostate cancer. But I went a little farther than that. One out of every three black men gonna have it. So I said, wow, we got to do something. So I went on a crusade. The people, I went to D.C. would come to Huntsville every year to do a free screening. But we got to educate. We got to educate men. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be a Shriner. So I went to my Shriners meeting. I said, look, God, look to your left, look to your right. One of us going to have it. But we got to educate. Early detection. If you catch this early, you don't have to die from this.
What's your personal experience? I know you just shared about going to Washington, D.C. What was it that made you have a desire to get involved in the cancer community altogether?
Okay. I lost my dad to pancreatic cancer. And when I found out, once the C word hit your family, you and the fraternity did. So I took it upon myself. Every time someone has cancer, I go to them. Say, hey, welcome to the fraternity. What do you need me to do? I've told people, if you are scared, call me. If you want someone to talk to, call me. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, call me. Someone who's been there, because people are scared. They're scared of the C word. But like I keep saying, Mark, early detection for any cancer. You know, I've had my prostate exam this year, and is it I tell my guys, 5 seconds of humiliation can save your life.
But it wasn't just 2016, which will be 5 years ago, August the 12th. My father was diagnosed with gallbladder cancer, and I was with him for the last 3 weeks of his life as he battled this cancer. And so, as you mentioned, it's something that when you are affected by it, there is something within you that motivates you, inspires you, encourages you to try to help others. And I can tell you, the very next year after my father's death is when the Mark White Show was established. And so it did inspire me and motivate me with the amount of time he battled cancer, just 3 weeks. But it was so hard on him. And I watched my own dad pass away. And as you mentioned, your own father's experience, that's something that hits us pretty hard.
It does, because pancreatic cancer is so bad. My dad was a very influential person in my life. And to see him go from this big guy to this little bitty frame of person, I said, I got to do something. I got to put the word out there to help someone else. You know, my thing is, if I don't reach my hand out to help someone else, Mark, who else going to do it? I'll be the drum major. I'll be out front. I don't mind doing that, because we can beat this. We can beat this thing called cancer. But it just takes a little knowledge. There's a lot of people, smart people out there, a lot smarter than us. But we just got to get early detection. Early detection. My thing, my platform now is to just nag the women. If we nag the women about nagging their husbands, nag that man. Nag him. Go to the doctor. Go, and that husband's going to get fined. I'll do it. Just leave me alone. I'll do it. And like I said, 5 seconds of humiliation can save your life. The doctor don't want to do it either, you know, but it can save your life.
Yesterday, or I'll just say the other day, I had an experience on Highway 72 as I noticed a vehicle with the hood up. It was three older ladies sitting in the vehicle, and they were in the middle of a lane. Traffic had backed up for a good distance. Obviously, the lady had had time to get her hood up, get back in the car, be on the phone with someone. But at that point, nobody was helping the ladies get the vehicle out of the road. This is not to say anything about what I did. It's just to share an example. I pulled into the median, got out of the car, talked to the lady, put the hood down, told her to put it in neutral, and started to push. I had a gentleman who got out of the vehicle shortly after. I told him to stop traffic so that we could get the vehicle off the road. After that, three other men stopped, and we together were able to push the vehicle out of the highway. I don't believe I could have done it myself. It was on a slight incline, but we were all able to do it. But it took one person to stop and say, okay, I'm going to take some action. Once that first action was taken, other people joined in. That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, just like you told me, you saw how I'm so into it. You say, hey, we got to do something. No, we got to do something about that. And we're taking action now. This is the action that we're taking. And there are small steps. But if we can help one person, if one person hears this show say, you know what, I'm going to the doctor. It's worth it for me. You know, if one person, if that one person tell another person, you know, what we're doing now, we're going to the churches, the congregations. You know how people are so loyal to that minister. If that minister get in that pulpit and say, hey, I want every man to meet me here Monday morning, and we're going to get we're going to get an exam. That's a lot. You know, we're helping now. But it started down here. You know, if you get that one step, but we got to do it. We can't sit back and say, no, it's not going to happen. It is going to happen. They tell me if you live long enough, cancer's, it's going to come sometime. But I keep preaching. Early detection. If someone hear me, if they hear me talking about this cancer thing, if you never hear anything Dion had to say, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Please go to the doctor. I talked to a gentleman here who was 42 years old yesterday. You know, have you ever had your prostate exam? No, they told me to wait till 50. Go at 40. It's not going to hurt you. You know? Colonoscopy, all of it. Go get it done.
One of the interesting things that I heard you say, and I haven't thought about it this way until we talked the other day, and we think about in our church services, we announce those who are sick.
Mm-hmm.
We announce all the sickness. We'll say that so-and-so had prostate cancer. We'll say that so-and-so had colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So-and-so has pneumonia. We'll make those announcements in the services.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really heard proactively saying, go get this check.
Absolutely.
Because that's something that could actually be included in all that sadness. We're announcing, yes, something bad has happened,
mm-hmm.
but we can also say, don't let this happen to you.
Absolutely. You know, I go to a fairly big church over in Huntsville, and if that preacher announced it, you know, I'm an A&M grad, I was a marketing major in college, and the people I went to D.C. with, I said, listen, when we had this big Magic City Classic parade in Birmingham, why don't we put a hearse in there? Put a hearse in the parade. Why? You don't have to die from this disease. You don't have to die from it.
So, Dion, when we talk about planning, preparation, we talk about being an advocate, we talk about being proactive, one of the things, as you mentioned, is making sure that men know, too, that there is a window where they need to get checked. Not necessarily a date certain, say 50 years old.
Right.
But go ahead and get it early.
I mean, especially in the black community. I mean, a man, they tell you that you need to be checked by the age of 50. Go at 40. If it's in your family, go at 30. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to, I mean, let the doctor do it. Do your PSA. I mean, because it's not going to hurt you. But so I have a neighbor who's 46 years old, Mark, already had the surgery. Already. Didn't even hit 50. He was a military guy. He went to overseas. When he came back, he had to get checked. It was there. No symptoms. No symptoms. It's not going to hurt. You're not going to feel anything. But before it's too late, then it's stage 4. Then what?
That's
then
right.
What? Now, I should have got checked earlier. Now, listen to me. Get checked now. Get checked now. I can't express this enough. Get checked at 40. Like we talked about earlier, you said you've been checked. And you probably between 40 and 50. So, good. Good thing.
I'm the same age as the gentleman you spoke about, 42.
Okay.
And so I'm on that early end.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, yes, I had that checked. And as we talked about, it's a little invasive.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as you also mentioned, a doctor doesn't necessarily want to do that either. But the thing about it is, if we go ahead and do that, it can save us a lot of trouble in the long run. Early detection is
absolutely
key.
I mean, we can lose a lot of people, man. In the black community, among men, prostate and colon cancer is the number one killer. Number one killer. And we can beat this. It's the number one killer, but we can early detection. And the people I went to D.C. with, they go down in the black belt, down in Coleman, down in Selma, down in that area. You know what people tell them? I'm not going to a doctor. My dad didn't go to a doctor. My grandfather didn't go to a doctor. And I'm not going to let a man do that to me or a woman do that to me. I'm a man. You're not going to degrade me like that. You better be degraded or in a casket. You got to make it real, man. Degraded or in a casket. And they do everything they can, excuses. They give people money for gas. Please come. The exams are free. Please come and get the exam. They came to Huntsville. We had 125 men. Why can't we have 500 men? There's more than 125 men in this area who need to be checked. Why can't your show and my station get together and say, hey, make it a big thing. Make it 1,000 men to get checked. We're trying to save lives.
Absolutely. You mentioned being the number one killer for black men.
Mm-hmm.
Most number ones we pay attention to. If it's a number one basketball team, if it's a number one football team, if it's mm-hmm. a number one golfer, if it's a number one tennis player, if it's a number one,
mm-hmm.
you name it, we pay attention to it. It
right.
gets a lot of our attention.
Right. But among black men, prostate, colon, the number one. Pay attention to it. You know, let's get the word out. Get checked. Get checked. It's such an important thing. It's so important for us to get out with get exam. Not only black men. I mean, I know it's the number one killer, but white men too. My white brothers. We got to get checked. I mean, and one thing I want to talk about. It was a study out there about your PSA. Your PSA is your blood. Yes, that's important. but it's so important to have the your rectum exam also. It was a judge here in this county, PSA level was off the roof. But, you know, you got to have both of them. It's important to get both of them. We keep saying, it's invasive, but it's important. And we're trying to save lives.
What's the process? How does someone, if we're thinking about this from point A to point B, how do we make it simple so somebody understands how to go about getting their prostate examined?
Well, what you need to do is just go to your local health department or your local doctor. When you get your physical, tell me, I want to get my prostate exam. And what it's going to do, of course, they're going to get your blood work anyway. Your PSA is going to be done. Now, your rectum exam, it's invasive, but that's when the doctor actually put his fingers on your prostate. I'm 60. My prostate is a little bit enlarged, and that's standard, okay? But the doctor will actually put his hand on your prostate, and they're taught what they're looking for. That is the rectum exams. It takes about 30 seconds, Mark. The doctor would put his fingers on your prostate, examine it, and you're done. The whole thing takes 30 minutes at the most. If you go to the health department, by the time you sign your paper, they do your blood work, you do your exam, you're out. Please get examined by somebody, you know, and get checked.
So, Dion, the message is clear. Get a prostate exam. Early detection's the key. 30 seconds to get this prostate examined by a medical professional. It's important to you. It's important to me. We're here today to try to encourage men in all communities to get this done, mm-hmm. to help save their lives.
Absolutely.
That's the key message here. Save your life.
And not only prostate, colon. Colon also. Colon, both of them. Get a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy, prostate exam. Let's save some men's life.
Absolutely. Dion Hose, we're glad to have you here joining us here on the Mark White Show today to recognize this very special effort that you have taken on. Thank you for stepping up to the plate to make a difference in this area.
Thank you, sir.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at almhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on his way.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As you know, we just finished up a conversation with Dion Hose, as he is a great ambassador to encourage men to get prostate and colorectal exams. He recommended that I talk to Dr. Thomas Moody, and as I mentioned, we now have Dr. Thomas Moody with Urology Health Foundation on the line with us. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Moody.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you so much for having me.
One of the things that we mentioned in the last segment, Dr. Moody, is that somebody has to step up to the plate, and I want to say that I appreciate the fact that Dion has taken this on to be an ambassador to encourage people in the community, men in the community, to get their prostate and colorectal exams. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Dion is one of our greatest advocates, and we're really about prostate cancer screening. And we were just in Huntsville not too long ago. The Urology Health Foundation has been doing free prostate cancer screenings in the state of Alabama since 2007, and we've had over 15,000 screening visits. The main reason we're doing it is because when we started this, the death rate from prostate cancer in Alabama was the third highest in the nation, and among African-American men, it was the highest in the nation. And the reason is because men weren't getting checked. And so we have tried to go across the state in various areas, primarily in underserved areas, to bring the opportunity for screening to men that otherwise wouldn't have it. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, and it's the most common cancer in men after skin cancer. So it's a common problem. Men typically don't talk about it. It is hereditary, can be hereditary, and it is much higher incidence and much more lethal in the black community. So we're really trying to reach all men in Alabama to and encourage them to get their prostate checked.
Now, obviously, you've seen a lot of men when it comes to this, and from your experience, what has been the most, what's the biggest excuse for hesitancy?
Thank you for asking that question. It's a little difficult to say what the most is. Some guys are sort of macho and say, "Oh, I'm not going to let anybody touch me down there," and that sort of thing. And I think that comes from fear. They're afraid because they don't know what it involves. They're afraid to find out. In the African American community, there's been some mistrust or distrust that we're trying to make progress in. And also one thing that we found is transportation is a big deal. Some people just have a hard time getting places. So we've tried to overcome the transportation issue by taking the screening to the people, and we've tried to gain the trust of the men sort of one man at a time. And we've made some inroads with that, I think, but for some reason, men just don't want to talk about their health issues. And I guess that is probably the number one thing, is men don't talk about their health issues. And so we're trying to get the conversation started that people will talk about it and tell their friends that, yeah, I got checked and there wasn't anything to it. It was easy and didn't hurt. And we say it's better to know than not to know. And the whole process takes about 10 minutes or less, and we say it's 10 minutes that can save your life.
Well, Dr. Moody, if we live long enough, we get one chance to turn 40 years old, we get one chance to turn 50, and unfortunately, if the message is not being shared from one generation to the next, then it's like reinventing the wheel. For every person, every man that turns 40, 50, 60, they're having to learn, because no one is passing this information to them. Now, I'm 42 years old, and Dion mentioned in the last segment that he had seen a 42-year-old just a couple of days ago and talked to him about this. And I'm not so sure that my generation, even at 40 years old, 42 years old, understands that this is something that needs to begin to be questioned.
Right. You're exactly right. And our recommendation is to start getting checked at age 40. And particularly if you're African American, and particularly if you have a family history of prostate cancer. But we generally recommend everybody get checked at age 40, or certainly in the early 40s. And we're trying, we've just been down at UAB talking to the Mike Sly Foundation people about educational initiatives that we can do so that people in your generation and generations to come will be aware of the importance of getting checked and the importance of prostate cancer awareness. So we're working on it, but it's a steep hill to climb, but we're doing the best we can.
One of the things that I think about while you're talking, Dr. Moody, is the fact that if someone is so reluctant to go and get this exam, there is a good possibility that they don't even have a doctor, that they don't go to a doctor regularly, or a nurse practitioner, or anyone for that matter. And so.
Correct.
For somebody listening right now, and Dion was great about saying, hey, we're just trying to reach someone. So if someone's listening right now and they've never been examined really for anything other than maybe when they were a child, but they're a grown up and they don't know where to go or what to do, maybe this is something that's hitting them pretty hard right now. And they're saying, what's the next step?
Well, our screening schedule is on our website, Urology Health Foundation, and it's there and it's easy for them to get it. And I think I'm going to give you a phone number, 205-960-8438 is a number they could call, and we could get them some help. And I emphasize, it's totally free. They don't need to bring anything except themselves and some information about how we can get in touch with them to report their results. So 205-960-8438. And it's urologyhealthfoundation.org if they want to go on the web.
And, Doctor, this looks like a really great resource, urologyhealthfoundation.org, for finding out about the history, the outreach, the team, finding out about free screenings for prostate cancers, a screening calendar, news, events. So somebody's doing a really good job here of making sure that there are educational materials, resources out there for people who are interested in having this done.
Yes, we're trying to do that, and we're also going to start using social media, which we've not done in the past, because we understand the power of social media, Facebook and Twitter and so forth. So we're going to try to start using that as well. But in the meantime, that phone number and that web address are good sources of information and of help.
And while we're here, Dr. Moody, I want to make sure that people know also how they can support Urology Health Foundation to be a donor if they want to help support this effort.
Oh, that would. Well, we're like every other nonprofit. We basically live hand to mouth, and any help we can get is most appreciated. The address of the Urology Health Foundation is 1209 Lincoya, Lincoya Drive, Vestavia Hills, Alabama, 35216. And I'm sure on the website that information is present as well.
So if someone wants to contribute by check or money order, you can mail the check or money order to Urology Health Foundation, Attention Sherry Wilson, and that's 1209 Lincoya Drive, Lincoya Drive, Vestavia Hills, 35216. And also, if you go to urologyhealthfoundation.org, you can make online donations through PayPal. We want to make sure that people support the Urology Health Foundation for the great work that you all are doing, Dr. Moody.
Well, I certainly appreciate that very much.
So one last message to someone listening right now to encourage them to get their prostate exam, to get their colorectal exam?
I would say it's something you need to do. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your loved ones. Just do it.
Excellent. Dr. Moody, it's a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show with the Urology Health Foundation to talk about this very important subject of prostate and colorectal screenings. We want to encourage those who are 40 and above to start to think about this and get something done about it. I encourage people to go to urologyhealthfoundation.org. And Dr. Thomas Moody, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me. And good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We appreciate Dion Hose and Dr. Thomas Moody with the Urology Health Foundation for joining us here on the show today. I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. You may save someone's life. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And if you're encouraged by this show, share it with people now. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a special edition. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola.
Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing. You do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.